The top moments of the week that was, here on the K92 Morning Thing. You never know what could happen to you in a given week. The magic, dark magic powers of Antoine Terrell coming in at number one.
I didn't do anything.
In just a few minutes. Yes. If you didn't.
Didn't do anything.
Oh, no. He keeps doing this thing with his hand, Monica. It's kind of this ominous
sort of. He's
going
to spell on you.
Yeah,
right now.
He is putting a spell on me. You're absolutely right.
I'll put a spell on you.
His intense glare. So we'll get to that. But the week started, the top moments, that is, at number three, with Monica Brooks being accused of thievery. And I had your back, Monica. I don't think you stole from this juice box lady at all. She had what was coming to her. Monica,
I can tell.
Even if you knew you only needed one, I think you take two to send a message to the universe.
And what message are you sending? That you're a mean person?
No, that this person ain't doing it right. And I should pause right here because what the situation we had is Monica was in the store and she needed juice boxes for some kid Valentine thing. And she knew that this woman needed the same thing because you could just tell the way she was looking at stuff. But she was taking forever, taking up the bubble in the halo and being in the way too long. You waited plenty of time, and then you saw that the juice boxes that both of you needed were on the very bottom, and you took both of the remaining juice boxes, whether you needed them or not. This world has gotten far too easy. That's why we complain about everything and we make a big deal about everything, because other people just hand us the juice box of life. Well, you know what? You have to get in there and take the juice box. If you want the juice box, you got to get it.
You got to go take it.
Yep, and you want to know darn well that someone else going to take your juice box if you ain't careful, so you got to take theirs. Out you go.
But you took more juice boxes than you needed.
Better. What do they say? Better to have and not need?
Right? Than need and not have.
It sounds like it's in the Bible.
That, that does sound like
it's
something.
It's somewhere. It's in somewhere.
It's in a book somewhere. There you go. And good morning to the Capri Sun people. This is your free marketing right here. Seize the juice. That's your new marketing slogan.
I do love a good Capri Sun.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Understand. Do we have a Capri Sun shortage? Like, what's happening? Because...
We have an everything shortage.
No, there are just people out there taking more than they need.
Is that what it is?
Monica Brooks. You got two boxes. Well, you only needed one. There's a lot of those out there.
It would have been one child without a juice box.
Exactly.
Class. So sad.
And then that one kid would just probably lead to a life of crime, turn into Venom or something. By
I was
going
to say grow up to be Monica.
Yeah. Or that. Also true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So moment number two, as we count down and we get to Antoine's voodoo curse that he put on me yesterday, apparently. I think this was just my favorite moment of the entire week was, Monica, you talking about how your husband loves lines. He just loves a good line. If there's a line, Jared's happy to wait in it. He loves it. I'm sure Jared has all sorts of things that he loves.
Amusement parks and lines. He loves a line anywhere.
Wait a minute.
Like, the man loves a line. It doesn't matter
a
if it's Chipotle, a line. If it's a Chipotle and it could be 50 people outside. Come on, babe. Let's stand right here. Won't be too long, but you need about 5 hours. What? Come on now. I'm like, I'm out. He loves a good line.
It'll just be like 5 hours.
Come on, baby. Come on over here. Let's stand in this line together and hold hands.
Must be good. That's why everybody's here. I'm going to wait in this line. Yep, Monica's two people. I mean, that is too much.
Forget it.
Can't do it.
He loves a line. Now we get to the voodoo curse. I don't know what the heck happened. Man, I guess I struck a nerve with Antoine. He got mad at me yesterday because we were joking about how he's the Libra on the astrological, which is the scale.
Yes.
And the scale. I mean, we're talking about, like, who wants to date a scale? Like, no one wants the constant reminder of a scale. Antoine, which one are you on the astrology thing?
Libra.
You're a Libra.
Yes.
Okay.
Balance, scales.
The Libra is the one. You're the...
We're the scale.
You're scale. Like, you're the where people weigh bananas at the store.
Law,
like,
and order. Like
that is rude. Yeah.
But it's true, though, right, Monica? Like, it's the old
you're
man
scale.
Way.
And no one's really a fan of a scale,
who likes a scale?
Okay, Monica, you're a pile of order right now. I think we were perfectly fine before you said, who likes a scale?
Right. This is why we don't want to date you, because you date the scale. All of a sudden, like, you're up 7 pounds.
Oh,
who asked you? But I'm the scale.
I
we love you.
Yeah, I'm just some playful ribbing.
Playful?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't find it to be playful. I felt attacked.
But I said, we love you.
Right. See she
a
said
times.
But she said, we love you. And as you even pointed out in that clip, Monica started it. I'm just a follower in all of this, okay? And so it continues, and there was a very ominous curse put on me at the end of this clip as we continued.
I think we were perfectly fine before you said, who likes a scale?
Right. This is why we don't want to date you, because you date the scale, all of a sudden, like, you're up 7 pounds.
Oh,
who asked you? But I'm the scale.
I
we love you.
I yep. don't feel it.
Hey, you're our second least favorite when it comes to the astrological signs.
I hope you get a flat tire.
I hope you get a flat tire. I got a flat tire yesterday, y'all. I got a flat tire.
So, kids, dream big because dreams do come true.
So, kids, if you see Antoine running down the street, you run in the other direction. That's right. What's that one when I come knocking, you know my name?
Something like that.
Or you go running. All right. So, when death comes walking down the street, even if death is like, I'm Antoine and I'm so happy, that's the grin of death. That's the grin of voodoo power.
Oh, man.
Obviously, Zach has not learned his lesson. So, children, make sure you learn your lesson, too, or things can happen again.
Yeah.
I see. That would be something else. That would be a twist, a weekend twist. Be sure to inform us. Let us know.
Like a screw twisted in a tire.
That's exactly what it was. I ran over a screw, Antoine, because, well, you know.
Antoine placed it there. No.
I think what it is he laid it down on the ground, and then what he did with his magical powers is as he saw my car coming, he lifted his finger up, which lifts the screw up and points it up in the air, and then wham, right on down.
If that did happen, you didn't learn your lesson, so.
I feel like I did. I mean, I feel like if anything, Antoine, Monica, she started it, remember?
Oh, yeah. Huh? We will deal with, I will speak with Monica later.
We love you.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
Yeah, okay.